Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. Fawn Wood from the Cree and Salish Nations comes from a strong singing tradition. Here's some of her sound.
When I think I'm sad and lonely, and I begin to worry.
This song is off of her new album, Gigawino. Fawn is known for her inspirational harmonies, and for years, she shared her voice on the powwow trail. Meet her and experience her music along with us right after National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A conference taking place in Montana this weekend is drawing protests from area Native Americans and human rights organizations. Amy Martin has more.
The conference is sponsored by Citizens Equal Rights Alliance. Elaine Willman, the former chairman of the board, is organizing it. She says she believes that in most communities, Native Americans and whites used to get along well.
Throughout the 1900s, by and large, their kids went to school together, they all played on ball teams together. Life was good when everybody knew the bright lines and had mutual respect.
According to Willman, it's only relatively recently that problems have emerged.
I think the turning point was the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. All of a sudden, great big money started coming into these tribes. And with that money was kind of a new power.
Dustin Monroe, a graduate student at the University of Montana and a member of the Blackfeet and Assiniboine tribes, sees things differently.
We're not back in the 1930s. We're in modern day and we can all work together.
Monroe is helping to lead a protest against the Citizens Equal Rights Alliance, saying he believes the group is anti-Indian and is trying to divide Montanans based on race. The Montana Human Rights Network and other organizations have also issued statements expressing concern about the conference.
We want to let our elected officials, our county commissioners, any kind of person that's elected or a community leader up there, let them know that we do see what they're doing and we're not going to take it in our state.
The conference and the protest will be held in Kalispell tomorrow. For National Native News, I'm Amy Martin.
The Iroquois Confederacy's lacrosse team faces the United States tonight in the semifinals of the World Indoor Lacrosse Championships. The event's being held in New York, as North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
The Iroquois Nationals largely sailed through the preliminary rounds, ending with a convincing 17-4 victory over the Czech Republic. The Nationals are led by the four Thompson brothers from Onondaga. Shelley Burnham Shognosh, a fan from Six Nations in Canada, says the Thompsons are ambassadors for the sport that was created by the Iroquois.
It's incredible that four brothers could be playing on a team, and the excitement of them being very traditional young men. They are excellent role models for our kids.
This marks the first time an indigenous territory has hosted a major international championship. The Iroquois Nationals are hoping they can finally defeat their nemesis, Canada, who's taken the gold the last three times. The final match is Sunday afternoon. For National Native News, I'm David Summerstein on the Onondaga Nation.
Working groups addressing energy needs in Indian Country laid out priorities today for the coming year for the U.S. Secretary of Energy. Tribal leaders from across the country took part in a three-day energy summit in Washington, D.C., which ends today. The summit focused on energy policy, science and technology, economy and regulation, and jobs and the workforce. Jana Gagnon, a tribal energy director, talked about recommendations for policy and programs. Findings include funding through the Loan Guarantee Program at $100 million for projects, capacity building at the tribal level, and tribal tax credits. Arctic issues were among the group's priorities. Federal plans include renewable energy and energy efficiency.
We need to support our Alaska Native communities as this Arctic strategy is developed, and we need a holistic approach to make sure that our efforts there are sustainable and help improve the lives of the communities that are already there.
High energy and high living costs are among issues facing Alaska Native communities. Working groups say there needs to be consultation and coordination with tribes. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. and by the law firm of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller & Munson, advocating Native American interests throughout the United States, with offices in New Mexico, California, Alaska, and Washington, D.C.
Support for this program is provided by the Native American Rights Fund, reminding you that sovereignty is not free. For 45 years, NARF has stood firm for justice in Indian country on critical issues such as treaty enforcement, hunting and fishing rights, Indian child welfare, religious freedom, and more. You too can become a modern-day warrior. Stand firm with NARF. Learn more at NARF.org and join the fight for Native rights.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. And today we are featuring a voice that you may have experienced in the powwow arena alongside a drum with deep cultural roots. Or perhaps you were moved by our guest's singing ability and her recent performance where she sang in unison with her family at the 2015 Indigenous Music Awards earlier this month, as she and her family dedicated their song to the missing and murdered Indigenous women. And for some of you, maybe you've even been privy to this month's songbird singing directly to her child. Wherever you've taken in the sounds of Fawn Wood, our September music maker, there's one thing we're pretty certain was taking place. As she breathed the notes and lyrics out, Fawn was singing with a lot of heart and grace. And these are two things that she's known for throughout our Native nations and beyond. And today we have the honor and privilege to be chatting with her about her latest album, Gigawino. And we'll be giving away 10 copies to the first 10 callers to make it on air courtesy of Canyon Records. And all you have to do is call into our toll-free number. So as you hear more about why Fawn is making the music that we're connecting you today, we also want to know what you feel when you hear her sing. Has her voice prompted you to also share the voice you've been given? And what about young people in your life? Join our electronic talking circle today and share your thoughts. Phone lines are open and you can reach us at 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And if this is the first time you're hearing her music, we want you to know that, we want to know what you think about the power of her voice and the rhythms that dance alongside it. And we look forward to hearing you and what you're thinking. Let's go ahead and hear now from Fawn Wood. Here is her first song that you're hearing in the background. Yeah. This is a song for Musum off of the album Gigawino by recording artist Fawn Wood. And she's with us here today on Native America Calling. It is our pleasure to be connecting with her. She's joining us from Canada near Edmonton, Alberta. And she is Plains Cree and comes from Saddle Lake, Alberta. And she is also Salish from Wanik, British Columbia. It's our pleasure to welcome Fawn Wood back to the hour. Good day to you, Fawn.
Hello, everyone. It's my pleasure to be back. And I'm pretty excited to be back on the show and sharing some new music this time around.
Well,
Thank you for having me.
Fawn, there is some great stuff, as we just heard. And folks, I do want to remind you, it is our Music Maker Edition, which means not only do you get a chance to, as usual, talk to the folks we have invited to the hour, but you are also able to receive some of this music today. The first 10 callers to make it on air, you'll receive a copy of what you're hearing. Our phone lines are open right now. 1-800-99-NATIVE is the number. And if you can't get away to call in, but you just want to tell Fawn about what you think about the music, send us a tweet. We're looking at it right now. Our Twitter handle is at 1-800-99-NATIVE. And Fawn, there's so much that we could talk about with, you know, this new project of yours. That first song, I think, introduces people to maybe a new layer to your abilities as a singer and collaborating. And so, Fawn, tell us a little bit about that first song we heard.
Okay, yeah, that song for Musum. There's actually a pretty beautiful story behind how that song came to me. I was actually shown it through my husband, who his uncle knew my late grandfather Alex Wood, and he was a pretty well known and a prominent singer within our Cree communities up here. He was a hand game player and a round dance singer, a powwow singer, and a lot of times, I guess he used to be asked to sing, and right on the spot he would start singing, and this was one of his songs that he used to love sharing and with other people and the surrounding communities, and I just felt very privileged that song, it made its way back to his family, to his bloodline, I know when I first heard it, it actually made me really emotional, and my grandfather is a big part of why my dad and his siblings sing, and that was a big influence on me as well.
Thanks for that, Fawn. Well, the phone lines are lighting up, and we would like to connect you with some of the people who are excited to chat with you today, Fawn. Let's go now. We're going to take our first caller. We have Dan, who's in Cortez, Colorado. He's connecting to us today on the line. And again, today is our Music Maker. And you can talk with Fawn Wood directly. Phone lines are open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Hey, Fawn, the lines aren't ready yet. Let's keep chatting. And Fawn, the name of this album has a really beautiful word in your language. Go ahead and tell us exactly what it means, and definitely remind folks the title.
Okay. I named this album Gigawino, and I decided to name it that because in our Plains Cree language, it means our mother, like as our collective mother. And I really wanted to, I know my last album, I had honored all the women. And this time around, I wanted to kind of continue that in a whole new way. And I wanted to dedicate this to all the female beings that roam our earth, whether it's plants, whether it's animals, our grandmothers, our aunties, our mothers, our sisters. And I really wanted to honor that female spirit that plays a big part in all of our lives.
Well, I think you've done a great job, Fawn. And it looks like the phone lines are ready. Let's go now to Dan in Cortez, Colorado. Dan, thank you for your call. And what would you like to tell Fawn?
Hey, Fawn. I just wanted to say thanks very much for not only sharing your appreciation of music, but also all the aspects of the culture that you use to be able to express yourself. And like you just mentioned, about the all the different aspects of the globe and the earth and not just talking about people. And I think that really comes across in your music and a lot of the Native American music, just that high level of appreciation. So I just want to let you know that.
Well, Dan, thank you for your call, and we appreciate you sharing with us today. And Fawn, making that dedication to, you know, the Native women and the Native woman entity that you know, many of us connect to in our tribal communities, that extends to many different places. And recently, Fawn, you had a very moving performance, had the chance to share the stage with your family at the Indigenous Music Awards. And we want to share a little bit of that with our listening audience today. Anything you want to tell us about what it meant to stand on stage with your family and share, you know, more music with the world?
I think that was one of the most profound performances that I will keep close to my heart forever. You know, it was a very, I felt very privileged to be able to share that stage with my family, sharing a song. And I think the most beautiful part about it was when we started singing the song, and I noticed, because I didn't get to look out, ahead of time, and we've seen that a lot of families of missing and murdered Indigenous women were in the crowd, and they had pictures, and just for them to stand and honor that song and the song we had to share, that was I felt super honored and really privileged and really humbled, and I was just glad that I could do my part to honor them by singing for them. And it was alongside my family too. That was something I've always wanted to do, and I'm glad that it happened, and I'm really happy that it was well received too, but especially by the family members and everybody there and the people watching and the people watching at home. It was a beautiful moment.
Kiwago maganogo skog mitet kamam tene mitik man kagiwani hitik ewin gamo agwe out. We'd like to dedicate this song to all the beautiful, beautiful red women that are missing, and all you families out there that still believe in the ceremony of family. Hi, hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Fawn, what a beautiful song. And this song is on your album, but this one is also a special version from the live performance you did at the Indigenous Music Awards. And there are other voices on this. Fawn, anything you want to share about, you know, what it means to have your family also sing some of the music you're putting out there?
You know, if anything, my family's been probably the biggest support in my journey as an artist. And we were asked to do this performance because my little sister, my youngest sister, Tia Wood, she was she held the title of Miss Manitowabi, and that title is kind of a voice and a spokesperson for the missing and murdered Indigenous woman. It is her duty to represent and bring that matters to the public eye. And so we were asked as a part of the award to do that, and it was quite an honor to sing alongside my mom, my dad, and my sister.
Well, it's a pleasure and honor to be sharing that. And folks, maybe you caught some of it and you also want to tell us about it. Call right now, 1-800-996-2848. We're going to go now to the Hopi Nation. We are connecting with Mary today in Arizona on KUII Radio. Mary, thank you for your call. And what would you like to share?
I would just like to share that I'm really glad that our Hopi radio station, KUII, began playing Fawn's music here. My coworkers and I just went crazy over it when we first heard it. It's just so beautiful. And as you were saying earlier, you know, she really talks a lot about the value of women. And that's something that I really, really appreciate her singing about. And I just really like listening to her because she just really lifts my spirits every time. So I think she's so wonderful inside and out.
Mary, also, I appreciate you giving your thoughts on that. I'm also wondering, too, you know, when you heard some of this music, did you feel like, you know, after hearing it once, you could almost sing it yourself?
Yeah, you do get that feeling. It's really nice.
Well, it definitely becomes a part of you. And Fawn, we appreciate you sharing the music too. Mary, enjoy the music. Say hello to Hopi for us. We appreciate folks connecting to us there on KUII. Let's go ahead and take another call. We have David here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He is connecting to us today on KUNM. David, thank you for your call. And what would you like to share?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I would just share that the music is just great. Not being from Albuquerque originally, I moved here a couple of years ago. You don't get this kind of music where I'm from. So it's a nice change, and I can really hear the soul that she sings. There's a lot of depthness to it, and I really appreciate it.
David, thank you for telling us about it here in Albuquerque. And folks, looks like we got 7 more CDs. You can also join us. We're giving some away when you do call in to the first 10 callers, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's hear now from Ken, who's also in Placitas, New Mexico. He is connecting to us today on KUNM. Thank you for your call, and what would you like to share?
Hi, Vaughn. I just wanted to let you know that today is the first I've heard your music, and I'm really intrigued by it. And I was wondering, are you going to be touring at all in the States?
All right, let's go to Fawn for that. Fawn? Oh, looks like we lost her. Don't worry about that, Ken. I will make sure we ask her, you know, where she's going to be next. While we get her back on the line, let's go ahead and hear more from folks who have something to say about the music we're sharing today. And let's go ahead and go to a caller on 9. And they are connecting to us on KWSO. Let's say hi to Merle. Hello, Merle.
Hi.
And Merle,
hello?
Hey, Merle, you're on air, and tell me what you're thinking.
Oh, we just love her music, my daughter and I, and we recently went to Arizona, and her music was on all the way down and back, and we appreciate her songs and her heart and for the missing and murdered women, and I appreciate her language use, too. It's awesome.
Thank you for your call, Merle. And something exciting that Fawn is doing right now, she is learning her language. And she told me that it is, you know, really important to keep our traditions and cultures alive. And a lot of times it means you just got to take that road and go full force and concentrate on certain things. And for her, it is picking up the language. And Merle, thank you for your call. And who knows what her albums are going to be like years from now, you know, when she's really gotten deeper into her language. I think she might be back. Let's see if we can go ahead and reconnect. Fawn, are you there?
Oh.
Okay. Looks like we're still working on a phone line. It's cool because we got the music, too, to keep us going. Let's go ahead and actually hear from another caller. Let's go now to Eric here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He is connecting to us today on KUNM. Eric, thank you for your call. And what do you think about the music?
Well, my name is Eric, and I really love listening to the music. I spent a year up in Dulce and just got thrilled with listening to Native American music. I'm a Native New Mexican, but not Native. Anyway, I really enjoy listening to UNM every day, and it's great having you guys present all this great music.
Eric, thanks. Eric, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, being able to add this kind of music into maybe even your own mix or what you usually find out there? Is it refreshing?
It is refreshing. And it's instead of being such a lofty verbal music, it's more grounded in the earth. And, you know, there's a lot more to the soul, and so you listen to it with your heart and your being rather than with your ears. It's kind of awesome. I really like it.
Thank you very much. Well, Eric, we do hope you enjoy the music. We are featuring the work of Fawn Wood and her new album, Giga We Know, and it features a tribute to, as she said, the female spirit. And if you've been looking for music like this and you want to tell us about it, please do call in. Our phone lines are open. The number is 1-800-996-2848. And Fawn is known throughout our Native nations, also on the Powwow Trail, singing with Cree Confederation. Maybe you have even danced to some of those songs and you heard her voice. What was it like to have her voice also carrying you through the dance arena? Call in, share your thoughts. 1-800-996-2848. She's also known for her hand drum styles. So if this is the kind of music that you were turned on to first hearing about Fawn Wood, you can call in and tell us about that too. And if we got any young folks out in the audience today and you like listening to Fawn too, call us, tell us about it. We want to hear. But don't forget to ask an adult first before you start dialing. Again, our number, 1-800-996-2848. It is our September Music Maker. And every month we pause from our usual programming of dialogue and connecting with great experts. And we just focus in on the music. And every year we're always surprised to hear, you know, just the mix and what Native people are putting out there and also being able to connect them with many audiences. It is definitely an honor and a privilege. And folks, if you're a music maker and you want us to know more about your sound, send us an email. We'll be right back, folks. Stroke is the seventh leading cause of death for Natives, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Stroke happens when blood flow is cut off from the brain, and signs include headache and slurred speech. On the next Native America Calling, we'll take a look at this condition and how it's affecting our Native nations.
Thank you for hanging around. All the teepees are down. Trailers are gone. Powwow is done. Thank you for hanging around. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Oh, how life is sweet. Oh, what a treat. just you and me, tapping our feet. It's our arbor tonight. Hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, way oh, hi oh, hey, way oh, hi oh, hey, way oh, way oh, ho, way oh, way oh, ho, way oh, hi oh, hey.
Support provided by Shoshone Bannock Tribal Farms, proud producer of free-range, sustainable buffalo jerky. Holiday delivery of original, peppered, and teriyaki buffalo jerky available on orders placed by December 15th. More information at sbtribalfarms.com.
Welcome back to Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood, from Isleta Pueblo. And today we are visiting with Cree and Salish award-winning recording artist, Vaughn Wood. And in the first half, we started to venture into her latest album, Gigawino. And after hearing some of what lives in this album, I think all of us are ready for some more. And we've also, made way for you to participate in the discussion today. You can call in and chat with Vaughn directly. Our phone lines are open and the number is 1-800-996-2848. Also, we are putting some of Vaughn's music right in your hands. We have 10 copies that will go to the first 10 callers who make it on air today with a comment or question, and they're courtesy of Canyon Records. Our toll-free number is also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And let's go straight to the music. We have another one up from Gigawino, and this is Grandmother's Song.
Thank you.
And with us today is one of the voices you just heard on that song, Grandmother's Song. It is Fawn Wood, and she is our September music maker. She's joining us today from Canada, near Edmonton, Alberta. And she comes to us from the Plains Cree Nation from Saddle Lake, Alberta. And she's also Salish from Wanik, British Columbia. It is our pleasure to have her with us, Fawn. This is a wonderful song that we are listening to right now. Grandmother's Song. Tell us a little bit about it and where it came from.
This song is actually a prayer song that my family on my mother's side use a lot. It was made by my grandmother, Florence Thomas. And when the song came to her, it came at a time of need for my family. At the time, we had just found out about my late grandfather's illness, which later came to claim him. But this song has helped with a lot of healing with that. And she is now in our family are asked to share the song a lot of the times at gatherings or celebration. It's a really beautiful song that I hold really close to my heart, and I was so happy that I got that blessing to share it and with the album and share it for everybody to hear. And I'm really thankful for my grandma. Oh, and in the song, it's in our Salish language, and we're asking the Creator to have pity on us and watch over us and bless us all.
And Fawn, a lot of the music on this album, it is about healing or giving people inspiration, you know, for healing. Anything else you want to share about what you hope people take away from this album?
You know, I've always believed in the power of song. I've always believed in the spirit of song. And I think when we sing or when we share music, it doesn't matter what nationality you are or what tribe you are or anything like that. It's really a way for us as Indigenous people, and my experiences with it, it's a tool we use to connect to our grassroots. It's a tool that directly connects us to our ancestors and our culture and what it is to be Indigenous people and to be in tune with that cultural knowledge that resides in us and resides in everyone. And I feel really blessed that I have that opportunity to share my voice and to help other people to feel good and give them those good feelings and give them that even if it's just for the moment, that enjoyment of it.
Very nice. Fawn, thank you for that. And we got another caller who'd like to chat with you. And we're going to go now to Rachel in Brattleboro, Vermont, connecting to us today online. Rachel, thank you for your call. And what would you like to tell Fawn?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm so happy this time is being dedicated to you and your music, because I used to live in Albuquerque, and I used to, you know, sit next to a girl who's Cree, and I learned about her culture, and I really loved it, and I miss Albuquerque. I've been in Vermont for 2 years, closer to my home. I grew up around here, and I just found today was a good day to start listening to KUNM again, and I'm really happy that the Native Songs was on, because I just found your voice so magical and very universal. I really like world music in general, and there's a group called Dengue Fever, and it's the lead singer's Cambodian, and you guys have very, very strong likeness to each other, and I just thought, this is beautiful. I had to listen to it more, and I'm glad that's happening.
Thanks, Rachel, and we're glad you found good things when you connected to KUNM. Thank you for your call, and let's go ahead and keep connecting to the phone lines. We got Chad and Keonic Alaska tuning in on KNBA. Chad, what would you like to share?
No, I just said Fawn is doing good work there, and I'd like to know some more that music she got out there, but I'm way in the boondocks. I can't purchase no store out there in Alaska. So.
Well, Chad, we're going to send some straight
to your mailbox. And you know what? She is doing good work. And folks, you know, if this is your chance to be able to grow your Native music library, you know, we appreciate you connecting with us today. And folks who have a connection to online too, we have a link on our website to Canyon Records where you can also get the music directly. Chad, we appreciate your call, and we hope you enjoy the music. We got one more call we're going to go to. Let's say hi to Priscilla, who is on Second Mesa. They're in Arizona connecting to us today on KUYI. Priscilla, thank you for your call, and please do share your thoughts.
Sensei Vaughn, I just like to say that you have such a beautiful voice, and I love hearing your music. And thank you for acknowledging all the women to your album. And I just want to say thank you. Hi, hi.
Thank you, Priscilla. And Vaughn, any words for our caller, Priscilla? Hello, Vaughn. All right, let's go ahead and hear more music. Today is our September Music Maker, and we are hearing lots from Gigawi No, a new album by Fawn Wood off of Canyon Records. Let's go ahead and hear now a song titled Remember Me.
Hi-yo, hi-yo. Hey, 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 up in the morning sky, there I will be,
there I will be,
soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me down the road, hand in hand, you and me. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hello, hey. Hey, we up in the morning sky, there I will be,
there I will be,
soaring with the eagle so high, feeling free. Remember me down the road, hand in hand, you and me. Feeling free. Remember me down the road, hand in hand, you and me. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey, oh, hey.
This is Remember Me off of the album Gigawi No. And it is by Fawn Wood. And we got a special voice on the line, too. I want to say hi to Robert Doyle, president of Canyon Records. He's on the line with us today. Good day to you, Robert.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be talking to you again.
Yes, definitely. And Robert, this is a very special album that Fawn has brought to the world. It features a lot of folks that we have come to know as well off of Canyon Records. And Robert, we just wanted you to weigh in on this album. Go ahead, tell us your thoughts.
Well, firstly, we should credit the producer, Stephen Butler, for the great work he did on shepherding this album and helping Fawn to complete it. And of course, Fawn is from the Wood family, one of the great singing families of the Cree people. Her uncle is Randy Wood, and then Steve Wood, leader of Northern Cree. So there's a great family tradition behind all this. And we always enjoy working with Fawn and her husband Dallas and any of the Wood family members.
They certainly have a strong singing tradition. And Robert, what does it mean to you to hear your artists on the label also doing collaborations like what we're hearing on this album?
Well, that's always been one of our philosophies, is to have artists work with other artists, sometimes even out of their genre. This has very much been the practice of our Carlos Nakai in reaching across to artists from different traditions, different musical styles. And I think what Fawn and Stephen and the various artists coming in did was very effective, very artistic, and very moving.
Well, we are certainly enjoying it, and from the calls that are coming in, they're enjoying it too. Hey, Robert, hang out with us. We're going to go now to Fawn again, see if she's there. And Fawn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good deal. And Fawn, Robert was just telling us a little bit about his thoughts and, you know, the specialness of being able to collaborate with other folks. I'd like to hear your thoughts, too, about, you know, taking that pathway for this album, collaborating, and especially with such great musicians.
You know, it's been such a blessing and quite the journey. And I can't thank Canyon Records enough for taking music that I had to offer and really making it come to life. You know, I really don't think that the magic would have been there anywhere else. And I hands up to Canyon Records and everybody there, Robert, Stephen, Marty, everybody over at Canyon Records. I'm so thankful for their friendship and for also giving me that chance to come and offer the music I had, and coming from a very musical family too, I really wanted to make everybody proud doing it.
And Fawn, that last song we just played, "Remember Me," also features another family member. What was it like to finally get in the recording studio with this individual, especially since they kind of gave you they were the bug that bit you in the music recording industry? Go ahead, Fawn.
Oh, yes. Recording with my Uncle Randy has been one of my biggest goals and my biggest dreams, my biggest aspirations. You know, I can remember the first time that he came out with an album. It was I actually had the cassette tape. It was the Songs That Make You Want to Snake. And my parents had brought it back from, I believe it was Skimitson Powwow at that time. And I remember listening to that tape over and over, singing every song with him. And that's, you know, listening to that over and over and falling in love with that really made me know what it was that I wanted to do and what I wanted to try. And, you know, I really thank my Uncle Randy for giving me that opportunity to sing with him on one of his songs. And it's something that I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life.
Definitely. Thanks for that. And Fawn, I got another caller we're going to welcome into the conversation today. We have Deloria. She is in Palatka, Arizona, connecting to us today on KUII. Deloria, thank you for your call.
Hi.
Hi, you're on air. And what would you like to say about what you're hearing?
Oh, I like Fawn Wood's music. They're really inspiring and
I like how she sings, and I want her to keep up a good job. And especially when you're down, you're feeling down, you listen to her music. She lifts your spirits up. And I was down yesterday, and I listened to her music, and it lifted me back up. And especially when she's singing with her brother, Randy Woods, and they both, you know, have good voices. I like how they sing, and I like their wordings and things on the music. So keep your good job up, Fawn.
All right, Deloria. Fawn, anything you want to share with Deloria?
Oh, I thank her for the. I thank you so much for your good words, and you know, it really puts balance back for me, and it really warms my heart, and it makes me so happy to hear that people are feeling what my intentions are with the music. You know, I always like to tell people when people ask me what drives me to keep singing and keep making this music. It's for things like that, for knowing and hearing things like that. When people get that good feelings, and if I can uplift somebody, then I know that my job was done through that music.
All right, thank you, Deloria, again for your call there, coming out of Palatka, Arizona. And, you know, folks, if you would like to, you know, hear more of this album, you can go to our website, nativeamericacalling.com. We got links to where you can find the CD and the music. And let's go now to Kara in Anchorage, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. Kara, thank you for your call.
Hi, thanks. I was just wondering where Fawn was going to perform next.
Okay, thanks for that. And Fawn, Kara wants to know, and then we had a caller earlier, Ken, who was also interested, you know, where do folks see you or, you know, you're going to be traveling around. Go ahead, Fawn.
This winter, I have a few things to do around here, and I'm hoping to travel more. I'm starting to get the invites now, so if people follow me on Facebook or even through the Canyon Records website, they also post events and things that I have coming up in the future there. So just stay tuned, and I look forward, and hopefully one day I'll be able to make it up that way.
Very nice. Thank you. And let's hear now from Karen in Hopi, Arizona. She's connecting to us today on KUII. Karen, thank you for your call. And go ahead. You're connected to Fawn.
Yes, my name is Karen Brown, and I just want to say thank you to Fawn Wood for the words of encouragement, especially noting that words are healing. They give us the ability to want to be, if we're out of balance, to become in tune and in harmony. And I just want her to know that I know her uncle, Randy Woods. I was able to meet him during the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. So I just want to continue to encourage you to do your singing and bring us all into oneness. Thank you so much.
Karen, thank you for your call. And Fawn, we are getting close to the end of the hour. And, you know, as we talk about different collaborations, we heard about some of the great voices that you connected with. But there's also a very special lady that's also featured on this album. It's your mom. Anything you want to tell us about what it means to be singing alongside mom on this album?
Yeah, you know, it's something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to honor my mother and my sisters in that way, because growing up, a young girl, you know, especially for as far back as I could remember, there wasn't too many female singers in this genre that I could look up to. And my mom was, you know, she's always been that supporter, and that she's always given me that undying love and encouragement. And, you know, she started off singing in her family drum group at powwows alongside my late grandfather, my grandmother, Florence, and her brothers and sisters. You know, my parents, I was very grateful to have that, to have people that showed me that and encouraged me and let me know that I was capable of doing anything positive, you know. And
I'm really thankful that I was able to have my mother on the show and on the album. Sorry about that. It meant a lot to me because she's really been probably one of my biggest role models as also a female vocalist, and I'm really, really humbled and thankful and that I was able to share me singing with her with everybody.
And Fawn, speaking of role models, I know you find it a priority to make sure that you're encouraging young voices to also, you know, jump into the mix and use their voice through music. Anything you want to share to those folks today?
You know, in my travels, I meet all kinds of people. I meet so many people. It's overwhelming in a good way. And, you know, I'd just like to share a few words with the people listening and for those who want to maybe take up singing or connecting with their own culture and their own roots someday, is that we all have a voice. Everybody has their own voice inside and their own song to sing. And, you know, as Indigenous people or just people from anywhere, we all have that creator-given right to music and to song. And I just want to encourage everybody to be proud of who you are and to be the best that you can be and strive to be anything you can be. You know, the possibilities are endless.
Great way to wrap it up, Fawn. We do appreciate you joining us today here. Our September Music Maker again. Fawn Wood was on the line with us, and the name of the album is Gigawi No. We have a link on the website, nativeamericacalling.com, and it'll take you directly to the album. Thanks to Fawn. Also thanks to Canyon Records for providing CDs to our listeners today. Also thanks to our Native America Calling crew for a great week. Our senior producer is Monica Brain. Andy Murphy is our associate producer. Our engineer is Stephen Emmons. Derek Toledo screening your calls. And also thanks to Antonia Gonzalez, anchor and producer of National Native News. If you would like a rewind on any of the programs you heard this week and in the past too, you can go to our archives on our website. It's a great place to hear what people have been talking about across Native America. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. We will be back again on Monday with more from our electronic talking circle. Good thoughts to you.
Support by Doyon Limited, based in Alaska's interior, growing across the nation. And the Nana Regional Corporation and the Nana Family of Companies. One people, one region, one future. Online at nana.com. And the Chilista Corporation. From its roots in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and reaching across the U.S., focusing on partnerships and strategic relations. Learn more at CALISTACORP.com. Support for this program provided by the University of Tulsa College of Law, offering a 100% online master's degree program in Indian law. This degree can move your career forward and help you work effectively in Indian country. Deadline for spring application is December 1st. Info at masterinlaw.utulsa.edu/NAC.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.